thing. Give me. I'm meant for the fourth dimension. I'm meant to function in the supernatural. I'm not meant to function in the natural. Give me this understanding. Give it to me, Lord, how to function like you do. God calls the things that be not as though they were. Believers, children of God, you are created to call things into existence. Young ladies, you don't sit down behaving like unbelievers just because you want to get a husband. You go and wear pants and be walking around in the street, disgracing yourself. When you attract a man who loves what you are marketing, your bum bum, that man will have no value for you. He has no value. He only has value for your body, because that's what you are selling in the market. You want somebody that genuinely loves and respects you. You don't do like these girls that are out there. You, in prayer, in the place, your secret place, you call forth that man that you planned for my destiny, that man that is created for my destiny. Lord, you know where he is, whether he's in America, whether he is in Kenya, whether he is in Mombasa, whether he is in Uganda. I summon him in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Let my part and his part meet in the name of Jesus. Now that you have called forth your Prince Charming, you start dressing like a queen, ready to meet him. Hey! Hey! You don't dress like a harlot anymore. Because men chase women for two reasons. They chase for hunt. They just want to have sex. Hunt, eat, drop. They don't care. Sleep with you, go. Then noblemen chest to keep. They are looking for somebody that will travel their lifetime with them. So the ones that are chasing for hunt, for fun, for sex, you don't dress like what they are looking for. So you are attracting for your flesh, not for your destiny. Because work, W-O-R-K, is supposed to be corresponding what? Action. It's supposed to correspond to the decrees you have already made. That's why when God went to make the body of Adam, that body that he made looked exactly like the spirit that he created. Is there anybody here? And the Holy Spirit is telling me that there are at least two people here. Either you had out-of-body experience, you were in hospital, you were dying, you had a problem and you came out of your body and there were two of you. Or you had an accident or something happened. Anybody like that here? You had an accident and something happened and you were able to have an out-of-body experience. Anybody like that? Anybody? Or you in the hospital, you were able to, yes, where is the second person? There are at least two. Okay, you are the second person. Yeah, I want to hear from the madam first. What made you come out? What happened?
I was unwell, I was sick, and then I was asleep. Then I saw myself standing up and looking at myself, looking at my body.
The one that was standing up is the one that was created in Genesis 1. The one that was still lying on the bed is the one that was created in Genesis 2, the body. Now, when you looked at the one lying down, does it look like the one standing up?
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same. I would like to interview you, but I don't have the time, you know. Exactly the same. If people have accident now and the body comes out. Okay, there's a young man. He was a keyboardist, one of the greatest. The university I attended, his father built the music department of the university. They went for a vigil, him and his friend. And they played all through. He was the one playing on the keyboard. The other guy was, you know. But early in the morning, they decided to travel. It was interstate travel, traveling from one state to another state on the highway. They had not slept. And both of them slept off on the steering. And so they went on their trailer. and was crushed. Now, the accident happened in a part of my country that was 6 hours by road, 7 hours to the capital city. That young boy, the people that were passing on the road carried his body to mortuary and dumped him. But the sister lives in the capital city. The sister had a knock on the door. And she opened the door. Here was the brother, the one that died. He said, "What are you doing here? You look dirty. You kind of look haggard." He said, we came to for a program. We just went for whatever. I need some money. And he asked for a particular amount of money. He said, "I don't have it, but I can go and get it. Even my husband is not in the house. I can go and get you the money." He said, "Okay, go and get the money. I'll go somewhere. I'll come back." So he went. He left. She closed the door. And she now dressed up to go and get him the money. As she was dressing up, she got a call from home. He was involved in a motor accident and he died. He told the mother and the brothers, "You people don't know, the man is in Abuja. You got the wrong person. He is here. He actually asked me for money and I'm going to get him the money and all that. You got the wrong person. Go back to the hospital." They say, "You are crazy." He said, "I'm telling you, he is here. He's not dead. You guys got the wrong person." And they were arguing. So she was waiting for him to return. But you see, he being a spirit knows that she has the information. So she didn't come back. The guy actually went to another person, paid two people visits. Meanwhile, he was dead. So many a time when we say that people are dead, they have not gone to heaven or hell. They are still around. Something happened to their body. A believer that understands the fourth dimension can call them back into their body. That's why a lot of our brethren are raising people from the dead. How many do we have now? 13 raised from the dead. 13. One day, a pastor called me. It was in the morning, and I saw the call. He said a woman died in the church. I said, "Bury her. If somebody is dead, bury the person." And he was disturbing me calling. I switched off my phone and he kept calling. So I switched off the whole day. In the afternoon, this was in the morning. In the afternoon, I turned on my phone to make a call. See this guy, a lot of text messages, WhatsApp messages, and he was calling again. I made the call I was making. When I finished, I just typed, "Bury her." This was afternoon. I switched off my phone. Then in the evening around 4:30, I turned on the phone because there was somebody trying to reach me, another minister, you know, and they gave me the information. I tried, turned on the phone to communicate with him, and I saw a message on WhatsApp. "Daddy, we are still here, and this evening, the husband of this woman, I don't have feet, and I don't know the shame I will use to walk away from here, because I have told them that Jesus will raise her from the dead." The moment I heard that the husband was a Muslim, that's what got me. I knew that God's holy name is at stake. So at that moment, I turned and said, "Lord, these people have been praying since morning. And now it's 4:30 in the evening. And they said Muslims are there. Please, for the sake of your holy name, intervene." And the Holy Spirit said, "Use the fourth dimension. And I will honor it." So I was in a different state. He was in a different state. So I called him. He picked. I said, "Put the phone in loud. First of all, drive everybody away from the room where the woman was lying. Take only the husband." That's what Jesus did. And he obeyed. He did that. When even he told me, "I've done that." I said, "Now, put the phone on loudspeaker. I want the man to hear what I'm about to say." He put the phone on loudspeaker. I said, "Put it in the ear of the dead woman." I said, "What is her name?" He told me her name. I called her name. I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ that made you, return back. In Jesus' mighty name." And I rebuked the spirit of death. So when I finished, there was silence everywhere. And then the guy broke the silence and said, "Daddy, what am I supposed to do?" I said, "Find a bottle of water." I want you to watch now, the action parts now. I've summoned her. Watch the action part. That's why it is called walking of miracles, not receiving of miracles. I said, "Do you have any bottle of water there?" He said, "Yes, there is Eva bottle, Eva water." I said, "Open it, pour it on her, and she will come back to life." I poured it on her, and she breathed and jerked back to life. I said, "I hope you know what to do now. God has organized crusade for you." He said, "Yes, sir. Thank you, sir." I switched off my phone and went. The Bible said God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, first of things in heaven, then of things on earth, and of things under the earth, including Mr. Death. Death is a fallen angel. And the name of Jesus can arrest him. Can I hear an amen? I said this is a mighty warriors conference. We came here to teach you dominion. How to rule and reign in life. Dominion City brethren, even ordinary people are raising dead people. They are traveling, an accident occurred. He said the man is dead. And doctors, they will cover the person and carry. He said, no, he's not dead yet. A teacher had a little girl. I think it was, how old, PCJ? How old was that girl? 16. 6-year-old girl died in her class. But the teacher is a DC. Because we've taught them, it's not about which church, it's about revelation of what you are carrying. And they took the girl to hospital, the girl died. So she was waiting, class has started. This girl didn't show up, he called the parents. "Why is she not in school?" He said that she was sick and they took her to hospital, that she died in the hospital. He said, "What?" He said, "No, I have a covenant with God that the children I look after, none of them will die before their time. Not under my watch." And she went to the hospital. When she got there, she saw that the girl had been covered with orders, whatever. And she said, "Doctor, have you finished?" I said, "Yes." "Nurse, have you finished?" I said, "Yes." "Can you people give me a few minutes? Because this child is also my child. This child is not dead." And they said, "Who is this one?" You know how they make mockery of something. So she called the mother and said, "Can you ask the doctor to leave? When they operate, they don't allow us. Now I'm about to operate. Let them leave." The doctor said, "Are you driving me away from my hospital?" He said, "No, just from here. Go to another room." The doctor was very angry. But because the mother of the child was there, he said, "Doctor, please. Allow her. She's a woman." And they gave her space. She came there and said, "You spirit of death, Jesus conquered you on the cross. When he defeated all principalities and powers and made a public show of them. In his name, that name that is above every name, I command you to loose this child." And he called the girl's name to return back. And the girl sneezed and came back to life. And now doctor can come. One of our brethren went to a mortuary where they have put people and they are cold, and woke somebody up from the dead. And somebody said, "But the body has been frozen." That same power that brought back the spirit unfroze, melted the ice, and the guy came back. Nobody can bear the name you bear, can wear the crown on your head. Nobody can bear the name you bear, can wear the crown on your head. Can enter the place you enter. You are not elected. There is no impeachment. You are not elected. You are mine. But if you came here sick, whatever it is leaving you this night. This night, not tomorrow. This song said our God was not elected. He's not a politician. So he cannot be impeached. You are not elected. So there is no impeachment. You are not elected. You are my God. You are the one who rides on the wings of the wind. You ride on the wings of the wind. You are my God. You know, he fetches water with basket. You know, basket has. You are the one who rides on the wings of the wind. You ride on the wings of the wind. Hey! You are my God. Nobody can name you bear. Can wear the crown on your head. Can enter the place you enter. Nobody can bear the name you bear. Can wear the crown on your head. Can enter the place you enter. You are not elected.
You are not elected.
So there is no impeachment. You are not elected. You are my God. You are not elected. There is no impeachment. You are not elected. You are my God. Nobody can bear the name you bear. Lift up your hands. Can wear the crown on your head. Can enter the place you enter. Let's sing it one more time. Nobody can bear the name you bear. Can wear the crown on your head. Can enter the place you enter. Nobody can bear the name you bear. Can wear the crown on your head. Can enter the place you enter. You created
the language for the deaf. Yet you speak to them and they hear you.
You are amazing. You created the pathway for the blind. Yes, you lead them and they follow you. You are amazing. Only you who swallows up what swallows an elephant.
You are a mystery.
You are a mystery. This is my conclusion. Nobody can bear the name you bear. Can wear the crown on your head. Can enter the place you enter. Let's sing it one more time.
Nobody sing.
Nobody can wear the name you bear. Can wear the crown on your head. Can enter the place you enter. You are not elected, so there is no impeachment. You are not elected. You are my God. You are not elected, so there is no impeachment. You are not elected. You are. You are the one who rides on the wings of the wind. You ride on the wings of the wind.
You are my God.
Nobody
can hear the name you bear.
Can wear the crown on your head.
Can enter the place you enter.
Now, if you are sick, touch the part of your body where it's hurting. If you don't know, just touch any part of your body. The angels are all over here. Father, in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus, who you raised from the dead, I ask for your healing power to come upon every one of these. Every one of them, Lord, making them whole, setting them free from whatever pain or infirmity or disease. In Jesus' holy name, I rebuke that spirit of infirmity, that tormenting devil, that devil that is causing that pain or that anomaly in your body. You foul spirit, I command it, leave in Jesus' mighty name. I bind every spirit of disease and torment, every spirit affecting people's health on the negative. I command you to leave them now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Father, let them be made whole from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Two kinds of action you can take because you're already healed. One is to lift your hands and give God thanks for your healing. Just go ahead and do it. If you put your hands on your body and just thank him for your healing. My, that person that wounded your neck, you find it hard moving. Move the neck. You are being released. Your neck is free again now. If somebody that comes here with one ear, just listen, listening now, you see that your ears are open. Thank you, Jesus. About six different people had their eyesight corrected right now as I was just praying. Thank you, Jesus. That person that is having problem with your throat, you can't swallow well, that thing just vanished. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to you. There is a young lady, you had a growth in your breast. That growth vanished. All your fear about having, whether it's cancerous or benign, has gone. God has just operated on you. Thank you, Jesus. There's another person that had oppression on the lower abdomen. All of those complications that has to do with feminine gender, had to do with your menstrual cycle, is over. In Jesus' mighty name, Mangroduste de Mahakapaya, you can answer. You have any hand you can move, move that hand. Your hand is released. You can bend and bend down. You are free. You can kneel, kneel. You are free right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Nobody can bear the name you bear. Can enter. Somebody injured the elbow. Move your hand. You're free. The pain is gone. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody can bear the name you bear. Wear the crown. A skin infection was just removed by Jesus right now. Thank you, Jesus. All of those scratching and all of those things are gone. You are not elected. Three different people oppressed by evil spirits. Those powers just left you now. I rebuke you, devils. Leave, leave, leave. For whom the Son of God has set free is free indeed. You are not elected.
There is no impeachment.
You are not elected.
You are.
That person with terrible stomach problem, you hardly find it hard holding things when you eat. God just removed that stuff for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That heart disease, that heart problem has vanished. It just left right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are not elected. You are that person that has rumbling noise in your ear, creating plus that disturbance that it creates for you. It just went, just like a popping sound, it just left. Thank you, Jesus. four different people with migraine headaches, cooling sensation, like, you know, they poured cold water in your head. That thing just left you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a person that has this type of dizziness. It's abnormal. It's a demonic problem. You keep losing balance. And there are one or two times you even feel like completely collapsing. Saw you once on the floor. That devil has left you alone. That oppression is gone. You're free, my friend. Everyone, lift up your hands and thank him. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. I know what joy fills my soul. Something is happening, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Jesus touched me. Yes, he touched me. I know what joy that floods my soul. Something is happening, and now I know he touched me. There is a spinal problem, a spinal injury that was just healed. Your spine is put back into place, and all the pain you've been experiencing is just what? You can bend down and check. Is your healed, my friend? What joy that heals my soul. Something is happening, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Listen as I conclude. Most of these miracles of the Bible that you see, you now know how they came about. For example, Peter has been fishing all night and caught no fish. And Jesus came in the morning at the breaking of the day. He wanted to preach. He said, Peter, can you move your sheep into the water? Let me preach from there. And Peter allowed him. He preached to the multitude. When he finished, he now said, let your net down for a multitude of fish. The guy argued small. He said, Master, we toiled all night. The night time is when the fish come out. We caught nothing. And now that the sun has come up, you are telling me to let down. Anyway, at your word, I will let down. And when he let down the net, they include such a multitude of fish that their boats, they filled the whole boat, the boat was sinking. They called their neighbor, Luke chapter 5, they filled the second boat, the two boats were sinking. When they finally got to the ground, Peter said, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. Nobody preached to him. He just saw. And Jesus said, from now onwards, you're going to be a fisher of men. The same supernatural power I used to draw the fish is what you will use to do church growth. That's what you will use to draw souls. That's what you will use to win your cities. And somebody asked me, where did the fish come from? I asked them, where did the original fish in Genesis come from? Everyone said, and God said. Everyone say it again, and God said. Everyone say it again, and God said. So when they tell you things are finished, it's only in the third dimension. In the fourth dimension, there are inexhaustible resources. That was why that day he had 5,000 people and just men. By the time you add women and children, over 20,000 people. And he has been preaching for 3 days. Now the crusade is over. And he turned to his disciples. You can't send this boy away hungry. Give them something to eat. Ah, you know some of those disciples, they were still learning. They said, ah, even if you go to shut down, whatever, where will you get enough food to feed these people? Jesus said, go and check if there is any bread or fish here. You see, those of you that understand this, understand why we give. You just give God something to work with. The anointing introduces multiplication. But you see, multiply zero by 1 million. What is the answer? Zero. You have to give God something. So they went and checked. And they saw a little boy that had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The mother gave him his dinner. And so they brought it from the boy and brought it to Jesus. And he took the fish and the bread and gave thanks and blessed it and called the 12 and gave it to them and said, go and share it among. And as they were sharing, you notice the point of action. You don't see the miracle when you finish blessing and praying. Miracles is when it's called walking. Walking. There is W-O-R-K. That's why God had to speak and walk. That's why on the 7th day he rested. Not because he didn't rest because he spoke. He rested because he walked. And he now put a Sabbath day for all of us who walk to rest. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? You decide the future of your career with your mouth. Then you go out to do the needful. You decide the direction of your ministry with your mouth. Then you go out to carry it out. So I ask you, where did that fish, when he said, let down your net, come from? Where did the original fish in Genesis come from when there was no fish? And God said. So this time around, where did the extra bread? Because the 5,000 finished eating, there were 12 baskets left behind. Where did the bread and fish come from? Oh, where did the original bread come from? They make bread from flour. And flour from corn or from wheat. Where did wheat come from? There was a widow woman who came to the prophet Elijah. He said, my husband died and left us in debt. And now the creditors have come to take my 2 sons to become slaves. And they asked the woman the same question Jesus asked. Is what do you have in your house? All I need is a seed for God to multiply. And she said, the only thing we have is a cruse of oil. It's not much. He said, oh yeah, go home. Lock your door, but borrow empty vessels, many, not enough. Take that small bottle of oil and start pouring into all the vessels. The woman started pouring. The first vessel was filled. He put aside. Second one filled, put aside. 10th one filled, 20, 30, 50, 60, 70, 100, 120. Then she asked the son, any more vessel? He said, all of them are filled. We don't have any other one. The oil stopped flowing. Where did the oil come from? Excuse me. Where did oil originally come from? Everyone said, and God said. And God said, and God said, the power of the Holy Spirit was brooding over the earth. So the 4th dimension is still brooding over the 3-dimensional world. What he's waiting for is a commanding word from you. And God said, take God's word, digest it, and speak it. God's word is as powerful in your mouth as it is in his mouth. That's why he took Ezekiel to the valley full of dry bones and asked him the question, can this bone live? Ezekiel said, am I God that can make bone become alive. It's not possible. That's only for God. God said, let me tell you, I made you in my image. And now that the Holy Spirit is on you, the hand of the Lord is on you, you can speak like me. So the Lord said, prophesy to the bones. The normal thing, you say, God, do it. No! God said, there is power in your mouth to change your tomorrow. There is power in your mouth to redirect your destiny. There is power in your mouth to make the impossible possible. Can I hear you say amen? That's the difference between a man that has the Holy Spirit and the one that doesn't. That's the difference between a man that has God living in him and the natural man. Two kinds of phone, and you can buy them from the same company, the same make. But this one has SIM card. With SIM card, you can make calls. With SIM card, you're able to hook up to the internet. The other one is the same phone, but it has no SIM card. You remember when we drew the circles? Man is a spirit being that has a soul, that lives in a body. But finally, I asked this guy to put in, you see that yellow thing there? That is your SIM card. You know what it is? Everyone said the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to show you another application of the fourth dimension. It has multiple applications. This one that has SIM card, this is the one with SIM card. Let's check the one without SIM card. This one is without SIM card. If you turn it on, it has calculators. You can use it to do mathematics. That's, you're using your brain. It has camera. You can take pictures and store. It has some video they stored in it. You can play it. You know, the manufacturers put some audio and video programs. You can play it. It has what they call operating system. Some softwares they put in there. And you can play that. It has a few other features you can use. And that's all. A natural man without the Holy Spirit has certain abilities. Natural abilities, intellectual capacity. There are just some things he can do. Because he's a human being. So this phone is intelligent. But there are questions I'll ask the phone. It can't answer because the answer is not here. I asked this phone, what's the update on the war between the Jews and the Palestinians? I need today's update. He doesn't know. I asked this phone, what's the exchange rate of the Kenyan shilling to Japanese yen? He doesn't know. I asked this phone, give me the name of the army general in the United States that is in charge of Pentagon, the headquarters of the U.S. Army. He doesn't know. Now, sir, you can take back your phone. This is a natural man. And that's how many people are. This is your own. Now, the same phone, two of them are human beings. But here is this one, it has a sin. You don't need to know everything. What you need to know is that inside you, there is a sin. A SIM card that connects you to ultimate intelligence. So I asked, who is in charge of Pentagon? All you have to do is, everyone say Google. Everyone say Google. So you see, because of the SIM card, it can ask the superior, whether you call it AI, call it satellite, call it whatever, but it's in space. This one will connect and ask it the question and download the answer and give you. That is what is called being led by the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. Maybe I should read it for you in the Bible. You will believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm through. Verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. Please fast. As it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. So, some of you don't know your destiny. you have issue. Two men are proposing to you. Two men are in your life. You kind of like this one this way and like the other one this way. You don't know which one am I supposed to marry. Everyone said, Google it. You're not supposed to have all the answer. There is now something, a person actually that lives inside you that has all the answers. Watch verse 10. Verse 10. But God has revealed them to us. How? By his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of the Holy Spirit. Googles everything. He knows everything that there is to know, even the hidden things that God kept as secrets. That's what he calls the deep things of God. He will Google, he will search it out. Your search engine is the Holy Ghost. I say your search engine is the Holy Ghost. They bring you some issues, you don't have the answer. Say, give me 2 days, let me sleep over it. That's what happened to Daniel. When the king had a dream and he asked the astrologers to bring the interpretation, even to tell the dream, nobody was able to do that. Daniel said, just give us a few days. And they went. Prayer is not just asking God to give me this and give that. There is prayer of inquiry. Everyone said, Google it. I ask the Lord for the answer. And this is what happens to me every time. When I ask him, I put a paper and a Bible. Sometimes I write the question on the paper and I go to sleep. According to Job 35, he said, in a night vision, when deep sleep falls upon men, God opens our inner ears and seals it with instruction. The answer will come to me in form of video, in form of TV program. That's what he called visions and dreams. Many times I don't get any dream or any vision. So as I wake up early in the morning, it will come in form of text messages, WhatsApp messages. It will just be in my spirit. I sent upload. Now the Holy Spirit sends download. When you pray in the spirit, you are doing upload. At times when you are now quiet, you might be in the toilet, you might be taking your bath, you might be driving, you might be sleeping. Some of those downloads will start coming. The communication of the spirit is an upload download system. It's an upload down. My best time is early in the morning when I wake up. The answers are always in my spirit. I just know. I can't tell you how I know, but I know. The Bible said the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. You will not get confused if you learn how to begin to tap super intelligence, tap divine intelligence, because the human spirit that God gave you is like a TV receiver, is like a phone receiver, is like a radio receiver. So you already have a phone. It's your human spirit. It can tap this information and you now have connection. That's your SIM card. And God's connection does not break. It actually functions 24/7. But because we're busy during the day, noisy, sometimes we don't hear well. That's why at the cool of the day, in the night, early hours of the morning, don't wake up with noise. Keep phone away from you when you are sleeping. Don't wake up with phone ringing. Put it on silence. Don't go to bed with TV on or radio on. You are destabilizing your communication system. You don't want to be a supernatural being. You can know the future. You can know some of the things that happened in the past. There might be things happening in your family and you want to get information. How did we get here? When they show you the past and the present, it's called word of knowledge. When they show you the future, it's called word of wisdom. Another part of word of wisdom is when they give you solution to problems, wisdom to deal with problems. There might be an evil spirit in oppression and people might not know. They think it's a natural thing. This intelligence will reveal it and unmask it. It's called discerning of spirit. There are many things it can show you. It can give you guidance and show you your purpose in life. Guide you into your future. No matter how tough any situation is, I just take it to the night and I ask the Lord. If it doesn't come that night, it doesn't usually pass me. Does usually pass 2-3 days. I'll have the answer. Yes, I have one or two difficult things that took me up to a week, but it's because it was such a busy time for me, and I was too busy and noisy. So I understand that. That's why sometimes God talks to people to come and talk to you, because you are not listening. The Spirit itself. No. 1 Corinthians chapter verse 10. I stop at verse 10. God has revealed them to us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. The Holy Spirit knows all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Verse 11. What man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. You know, the only person that knows what is in your heart is your spirit that is in you now. Eh? So nobody knows what is in God's heart except the Holy Spirit, that is God's Spirit. Now God has given you His Spirit so you can know His mind. Watch verse 12. I'm going. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. Verse 13. The things which we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Verse 14. But the natural man, because he doesn't have a SIM card, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. He doesn't have the network, the connection, to be able to receive them. But watch verse 15. But he that is spiritual knows all things, yet he himself is known of no man. He judged all things. That word is also discerned all things. And verse 16. Who had known the mind of the Lord, that he may advise him? But we have the mind of Christ. Everyone lift up and say, I have the mind of Christ. And that is the Holy Spirit. Said, I have the wisdom of God. And that is the Holy Spirit. Say, I have spiritual intelligence. And that is the Holy Spirit. Say, I have divine wisdom. And that is the Holy Spirit. It's my SIM card. Good night.